The Lord Jesus Christ was invited to the worst gathering ever. A Pharisee, Simon the leper, invited him to come to a feast. But Abraham taught us that he did not invite him because he wanted him to heal him or to do something miraculous thing or to do something wonderful in that gathering. But he invited Jesus for what? To mock him. He invited Jesus to make a public shame of him. He invited Jesus to ridicule Jesus. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he received the invitation, praise the Lord, he received the invitation and he said, I will be there. He knew that there will be a daughter of Abraham there that had need of him, because he cannot be defeated. You can never make guess of Jesus Christ and go by with it. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ got to the place. He sat down. Nobody washed his feet. Nobody cared for him. Nobody took care of him because he was invited for mockery. Oh, mercy. But this lady that was a prostitute saw him. She was surprised. Eh? Jesus with unwashing leg. Jesus in this kind of a situation. The Bible told us she went back with tears. She bought alabasters, the most expensive one, and she brought it and anointed the Lord Jesus Christ and used and cried with the cry of repentance to wash his feet. Oh, mercy. That changed the atmosphere. And in that place, she received forgiveness for all her sins. Oh, praise the Lord, brethren. We have not invited Jesus for here for mockery. We have invited Jesus Christ to worship him. We have invited Jesus Christ to praise him. We have invited Jesus Christ here to lift up his name, that he might draw all men unto himself. Jesus Christ is invited here for us to honor him, to adore him, to praise his holy name. Then will he not answer you if you cry unto him? Oh, mercy. He will surely answer. Praise ye the Lord. In the scripture that we read, Jesus Christ, we learned. Oh, mercy, I have a few minutes. Jesus Christ, we learned, stayed with Martha and Mary and Lazarus, their brother. And the time came that Jesus Christ had to do what? He has to go for missionary trip. Because the Father has told him that Lazarus will be sick. Lazarus will die. And he will come to raise him up again. Praise the Lord. And he left for missionary trip. When Lazarus became sick, they called him. Lord Jesus, your friend Lazarus is sick. You come and pray for him. Jesus did not come. Because he knows the Father has said that Lazarus must die and he needs to come and raise him up. They sent for him the second time. Jesus did not answer. He did not come. Maybe the third time, he didn't come. Because the will of the Father was that Lazarus must die and he must raise him up again. Maybe you have prayed. Say, I've prayed. God has not heard me. I have prayed last year. I prayed year before. I prayed all this time. Jesus has not answered me. It might be because of a greater miracle that he wants to do for you. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus knew that Lazarus must die and he must be raised up again. Just like Father Abraham. Abraham said, when Abraham will go to Sarah and say, Sarah, how about it this month? He said, not you. He said, praise the Lord. It's for a greater miracle. That is the attitude of the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham are never discouraged when they ask God for one thing and it seems to delay. Praise the Lord. Then Lazarus died. He was buried. Because of our time, we caused so many things short. Lazarus died and was buried. It was on the fourth day that the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciple, Lazarus, our brother, our friend, is sleeping. They said if he sleep, he's fine. We learned he was sick, so there's no problem. He said, no, Lazarus is dead. And I go to wake him. He knew what he was going to do. Praise the Lord. From the scripture we read, when Martha heard that Jesus Christ was coming, before Jesus got to where they were, Martha ran to go and meet him. Martha was not discouraged. Martha still believed in him that this same Jesus, even whatsoever he has the Father, God can give it to him. But Abraham said, Martha must have heard about that woman, that woman that built heart for Elisha, and the son died. And now he went to Elisha. When he got to Elisha, she didn't misbehave before Elisha. She said, "Is all well with the husband? Is all well with the children?" What did he say? She said, "All is well." Because she has gotten to God's representative. There she knows that her problem will be solved. Praise the Lord. So Martha knew that this is the Son of God. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Even now, whatsoever he has of the Father, God will give it to him. And that is what Martha testified. But Abraham said, he approached him rightly as Lord. He approached him with reverence. But Abraham said, they have the right to rebuke the Lord Jesus Christ. At least it was your friend. This man was sick. We called you, you didn't come. Abba, at least a friend in need, they said, is a friend indeed. You refused to come. And even during the barrier, we did not see you to go and pay the last respect to your friend. Now you are now coming. She could have rebuked the Lord. They could have ignored him. They could have despised him. But they did not do that. Praise the Lord. It was impossible for them to have thought that Lazarus will rise again. Because that is the most impossible thing for a dead man to fact, not just dead, 4 days dead. And Barbara said, corruption has entered our body. The nose are sucking. But the Creator, hallelujah, the Creator, corruption knows his master. Just like every nature, everything knows their master. Do you know that the Bible says that God is the father of all spirits? Every demon obey him. Because it is written, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. The Bible says, having spoiled principalities and power, he, the Lord Jesus Christ, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in heat. And he has given the church the commission. He said, in my name, they will do what? They will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they shall drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall do what? Recover. Praise the Lord. We are in his presence, brethren. You and I, we know that in this convention, God has done great and marvelous things for his people. I am a testimony. If not because of this time, I can give you testimony of what God did in my life in this convention. So many of us can give testimony. Then, What should hinder us from believing him? Saints, don't be discouraged, brethren. Let us, more than ever before, cry unto him. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He cried more. He was not discouraged. And God answered his prayers. God met him at the point of his knees. In the same way, the same Jesus is here. That same Jesus is here in this meeting. And everything that we bring to him, if we only believe, he will grant it to us. Remember, it is your faith that does it. The minister should have his faith. The minister should have faith in God. You as an individual must have faith in this same God. It is your faith that will do it, brethren. May God help us. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Abraham said, a woman approached him just before we pray. A gentle woman approached him like that. But he didn't mind her. Because Abraham said, she has no right to call him thou son of David. The right approach as a gentile to him is what? Lord. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. God bless you, brethren. As we bow down our heads, let us make our request known unto him this morning. Remember, he's here with us. Remember, he's here to attend to our prayers. Remember, he's here for your sake and for my sake. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. You don't have to sing the song. If you want to sing, fine. But it's an opportunity for us to cry unto him once again this morning. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Call upon his holy name. Call upon his wondrous name. Call upon his name, and he will hear us this morning. God bless you.
Hear my Lord cry, why?
precious Savior, Savior, oh Savior, Savior, I am, I long to cry, yeah, my Lord. Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. God bless you, brethren. There is a request here from Pastor Elisha Emmanuel. The wife, Sister Charity Elisha, is marking her birthday today. He wants us to pray for her for more strength in the service of the Lord, that God will grant all her heart desires and God will bless her with all blessing of life. Shall we take the request to God in prayer? In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Before we dismiss, I will humbly ask the associate pastor, Brother Samuel Oluwa Fagbesan, to come and dismiss us with closing prayer. God bless you, sir.
Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for waking us up to see the light of another day. We appreciate you, dear Lord, for yesterday, joining mercies that you granted to each and every one of us from far and from near. We thank you for all the preparations that have been done for this conversion to hold. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Lord Jesus, thank you for the service of yesterday and the great outpouring of your presence upon us. We are grateful to you. Thank you for this, Lord, little service this morning. Oh God, to express our thanksgiving to you and to commit the day into your hand. Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for, Lord, how your grace, oh Lord, has appeared to each and every one of us to recognize what you have done in our generation. Master Jesus, we present ourselves before you as we have heard your word yesterday that, Lord, we come to check up with our soul's salvation. Lord Jesus, you went to the whipping post, oh God, not to die for church members, but to die for your sons and daughters, and to prepare us for a kingdom that you have gone to prepare. As your prophet has said, that the place is a prepared place for a prepared people. We pray, Lord, that you will work upon everyone, that this opportunity that we have in this garden, may we not misuse it, O eternal Father. We pray that as many as have not received your spirit, may this period be the time that they will receive it, O God. Lord, we ask that you visit the sick and the afflicted, that you will deliver them from every oppression of the enemy. Lord, anyone, O Jehovah God, that has never known you at all or does not even know what the message is all about, this time around, may you open their eyes, O Father. May sinners be convicted, O God. Lord, may they realize, O God, that you died to take away their sins. We pray that everywhere, O God, Lord, that the enemy may want to cheat anyone in these meetings, may you stand for your people, Heavenly Father. Have your way, King of Glory. Lord Jesus, we pray that the services of today, may they be glorious and wonderful, Lord. Lord, be with the song leaders, be with the interpreters, be with those, O God, at the instrument. Lord, be with those at the kitchen. Be with your servants that will preach, O God. Everyone that has one thing or the other to do, may your grace stand for them, Father. Protect all of us from every works of the enemy, Lord. Anoint your people freshly, O Jehovah God. Come down with your great and mighty blessings, Father. Even those that are listening from online in different places, O God, both in the nation and outside the nation, may you bless them likewise, O Father. We will ask, O God, that every entrance of the enemy, may you block them for us, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless your servant you have used this morning. Lift up the horn of his ministry. Lord, we trust, O God, that, Lord, the time we have to, Lord, prepare for the main service, may you help each one of us, O God. May we come back prepared and in full expectation to receive great and mighty blessings from you. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. I learned that by 7:30, our food should be ready. And by 9:30, we should be seated here for the morning service. Peradventure, we have people that know music, instrumentalists, and you like to be of service unto the Lord, you can meet the people at this side.
Ti ba ni awon eyan to be sise fọlọrun boya o nte ohun olorin to si be sise fọlọrun e wa fara re han si awon to wa ni.
God bless you as you did me this
morning.
I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. In the name of Jesus, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe.
With me in the name of Jesus. I am blessed.